Welcome to the Immigration Update Podcast, the podcast that immigration professionals and foreign nationals turn to for up-to-the-minute information.
Welcome to the Immigration Update Podcast, your trusted source for the latest developments in U.S. immigration law and policy. Today's focus is the new USCIS guidance on false claims to U.S. citizenship. On August 20th, USCIS updated its policy manual to clarify how officers determine inadmissibility when someone falsely claims to be a U.S. citizen. This is a serious ground of inadmissibility that can result in a permanent bar to adjustment of status, with very few exceptions. Here's what the new guidance says. To be inadmissible, three things must be true. The person claimed to be a U.S. citizen, the claim was false, and it was made to obtain a benefit or avoid a legal consequence under immigration or other laws. Critically, intent does not matter. Even if the person honestly believed they were a U.S. citizen or didn't understand the distinction, the claim may still trigger inadmissibility. That's based on the Matter of Zhang decision from 2019, which USCIS has now fully adopted into policy. There are only narrow carve-outs. Special immigrant juveniles and registry applicants are exempt. And there's a statutory exemption for people who grew up in the U.S. before the age of 16, had U.S. citizen parents, and reasonably believed they were U.S. citizens when they made the claim. Waivers are very limited. Refugees, asylees, trafficking victims, and certain legalization applicants may qualify. Non-immigrants may seek a discretionary waiver, but for the most part, there is no way to overcome this bar. False claims of U.S. citizenship can be oral, written, or even made to a private employer, such as checking the wrong box on Form I-9. The only possible escape? A timely retraction, correcting the false statement before being challenged. But the problem is, if you don't know you've made a false statement, how in the world can you possibly retract it? The bottom line, claiming U.S. citizenship when you are not is one of the most damaging mistakes you can make with U.S. immigration law. This new guidance underscores just how strictly USCIS will apply the rule. If you think this new policy may apply to you, or you just aren't sure about your status, please contact and speak with an immigration attorney as soon as possible. That's today's Immigration Update Podcast. Stay tuned for more immigration policy changes that impact families, students, and workers throughout the United States.
Thanks for listening to the Immigration Update Podcast with Attorney Lynn Walker. We'll be back next week with more breaking news of interest to the immigration law community. If you like what you hear, please follow, rate, and review the podcast. It really helps us grow. Disclaimer: the information contained herein is intended only for educational or informational purposes and is not a substitute for legal advice. Further, listening to this podcast in no way establishes an attorney-client relationship. Listeners should consult legal counsel for definitive advice regarding the current law and regulations and how those apply to your unique situation within your organization.